The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our ancestors. Creator of the changes of day and night, giving rest to the weary, renewing the strength of those who are spent, bestowing upon us occasions of song in the evening. As you have protected us in the day that is past, so be with us in the coming night. Keep us from every sin, every evil, and every fear. For you are our light and salvation, and the strength of our life. To you be glory for endless ages. Amen.
Is now and ever shall be, world. and the King of glory shall come in. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and all who dwell therein. For it is He who founded it upon the seas and made it firm upon the rivers of the deep. Who can ascend the hill of the Lord, and who can stand in His holy place? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not pledged themselves to falsehood, nor sworn by what is a fraud. They shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and a just reward from the God of their salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek Him. Of those who seek Your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up Your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by Thy name. Leave us not, O Lord our God.
Thanks be to God.
Into Thy hands, O Lord,
into Thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, Thou God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Into Thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
The hymn for this service is, I'll praise my Maker while I've breath.
I'll praise my Maker.
believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven.
To be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and most merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing. Almighty and ever. peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, our times are in your hand. Look with favor, we pray, on your servant Peter as he begins another year. Grant that he may grow in wisdom and grace, and strengthen his trust in your goodness all the days of his life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Visit, we beseech thee, O Lord, this place, and drive from it all the snares of the enemy. Let thy holy angels dwell herein to preserve us in peace, and may thy blessing be upon us evermore. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is To the Supreme Being, a work for choir with organ and oboe accompaniment by Peter Haller. The organist is Mel Butler, and the oboist is Natalie Twigg. The prayers we make will then be sweet indeed, if thou the Spirit give by which we pray. Our unassisted hearts are barren clay, which of its native self can nothing feed. Of good and pious works thou art the seed, which quickens only when thou sayest it may. Unless thou show to us thine own true way, no one can find it, Lord, thou must lead. Do thou, then, breathe those thoughts into our minds, by which such virtue may be bred, that in thy holy footsteps we may tread. The fetters of our tongues unbind, that we may have the grace by which our songs may rise to thee, that we may sound thy praises everlastingly.
Thank you.
We will lay us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is the Lord only that maketh us well and dead as well as we in safety.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
May the Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.